It's been an extraordinary time, a difficult one, but we are emerging from it stronger than ever and with more guitar music and music making.
And it's different this year as opposed to last year, which was all virtual.
Yes, we're taking a major step in the right direction. Last year was all online, which was innovative and unique. But this year, we're offering the best of all worlds and offering it in a hybrid experience. So you can show up at the venue or you can press your mouse and join us online.
And this is all available on the URI Guitar Festival website, right?
Yeah. So if you want to check us out, write this down, URIGuitarFestival.org, and you can buy your tickets there.
So what have you been working on since we spoke last and I last heard you play?
Oh my gosh. It's been an incredible period of time, musically, personally. I'm a father.
Oh, congratulations.
I've got a six-month-old baby, Avi, who will be cheering me on from the audience.
What does he play, or has he picked up an instrument?
He's moving his fingers quite slowly, and with practice, he should be playing at a rapid pace in no time. But it's been a blockbuster time, especially surrounding this guitar festival. I think this is going to be the strongest and most potent festival to date. It's the sixth annual guitar festival, and we have a lot to show for it.
Well, every year I'm amazed at the variety and the level of brilliance that you manage to get together for this festival. Who stands out this year, or is it just all incredible?
I would say the standouts. I would not miss Khaki King on Sunday for the gala finale, October 17th. I would not miss Baji Assad, the world-renowned Brazilian singer. I would not miss Friday. There will be flamenco with the Maharaj Flamenco Trio. And also, for the first time ever, Scott Borg from Australia, living in the United States, playing Carmina Burana on solo guitar.
Now, for the uninitiated, what does that mean?
So basically, he has arranged a cantata, so an orchestral work with a choir. He's reduced that down to a single instrument. And he's playing on an 8-string guitar, which is 2 strings more than a typical guitar. So it's going to be a heroic feat. It's going to be, he's totally a wizard of the guitar. So I recommend that. So I would like everybody to know that this festival is meant to bring together people who love music, who are guitar aficionados, who are students, and everything in between. There are no boundaries. I want to make this festival as accessible as possible. And I always go off of this motto, if you build it, they will come. And together we have built this beautiful festival at the University of Rhode Island. And I hope you all will join us.
Well, congratulations on another great lineup and another year. And I can't wait to see it all. Thank you.
Thank you, Chuck.
Thank you, Chuck.